Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, as soon as he pops up on my screen, is the coach of the Eagles, Doug Peterson. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, Angelo.
Doug, the fans in this city today are shocked by that fourth quarter. Were you?
I think we all are. That's not indicative of who we are. It's not indicative of how hard our guys work in practice and prepare. And it's unfortunate. We got to take a long, hard look this week, these next couple of days, at our performance, at our effort, being in position to make plays. All of that stuff has to be scrutinized. These next couple of days.
All right, Doug. We'll start with the defense. There's so many questions on both sides of the ball. The defense, basically, according to the Panther wide receivers, the defense backed off in the fourth quarter. Did you guys back off?
You know, I could see where that would be a feeling, where that would be a sense of, sometimes when it's flipped, if we're the team that's coming back, sometimes, you might say, hey, yeah, the defense might have got, a little more conservative or whatever. But I didn't feel like that. I felt like the guys were engaged. The guys were, in position. We just got to make better plays. We got to tackle better in space. I think there was too many yards after, not only after catch, but after contact, getting guys on the ground. Cam scrambled, to get a couple first downs, hit his check down a couple times, McCaffrey. So, they made some plays, obviously, to put themselves in a position to win the game. But I didn't feel like there was any kind of letdown defensively in that second half.
Hey, Doug, you have studied the tape now, which you don't have the benefit of right after the game when you do your news conference. Could you tell us what happened on the 4th-and-10 play?
So looking at it on film and kind of what I saw briefly in the game is, Torrey Smith ran about a 10-yard sort of an in route, a crossing route at about 10 yards, about the sticks. And Jalen was in position at the top of his route. Jalen slipped and fell down. And then we had the pressure on Cam. Cam stepped up, slid to his right, and then as he was basically a jump pass, Michael Bennett hit him hard in the ribs and almost got there. And then of course the ball was completed, and we just missed. Again, this is what I mentioned earlier about making tackles and putting the guys on the ground. We missed a couple tackles there, and next thing you know, it was a 30-yard plus game.
Mm. You get the ball back down four, but you get a pass interference call, and you're at the 22-yard line. You got a shot to still win this.
Right.
Second down play, 8 yards, Smallwood. 3rd and 2, two tough throws in a row, I guess. I'm not sure what the fourth down play was. Any thoughts there, Doug, to try to grind out the first down on the ground and then not take four shots in the end zone?
Well, yeah, no. On the second, I believe it was a second down play, second 10, I think it was, we had a pass run option. Instead of run pass, it was pass, get to the run, and we did a great job there. I think we got 8 yards on that play.
Yep.
Put us in position 3rd and 2. Came back with a similar pass. And just misfire. We tried to stick a pass in there that was covered. We had an opportunity to make the play to Wendell, and we didn't. And listen, it's sometimes in situations like that, you just need to settle and relax and play and use your vision. And I've got to coach it better. I got to teach it better. And we just got to execute in that situation. There's a chance there for the first down. But, listen, we came back on 4th down. And, again, we've got, Alshon in the middle of the field. Carson has to kind of reload because of the pressure in the pocket. And next thing you know, the ball's out. So we've got to execute better in that situation. And you know, unfortunately, it shouldn't have come down to that. You know, we missed a field goal earlier in the game that you know, would have been possibly the difference in the game. But there's enough to point the finger at around, you know, here. We're all in this together, and we got to get better this week.
But I don't have to tell you the coach always gets the most heat, Doug. And it's
always
it's a recurring theme here, but I'm going to ask it to you again because people keep stats that I don't. But 17-0, next 14 plays after you're up 17-0, 13 passes, one run. That doesn't make sense to a lot of people. Could you explain it?
See, this is the thing that people don't understand is that a lot of those I look at the last when it was 17-14, and I take out the last drive because the last drive was 2 minutes,
right?
And there were four passes, one run in that last drive. Take those out. I had three runs called and six passes, and two of those were RPO runs that we threw the ball. We completed the ball. And you know, it's basically the extension of the run game, and we got positive yards on it. And then we overcame a 3rd and 3. It was a great slant route by Zach Ertz, great throw by Carson, and overcame the 3rd and 3. And then we moved the ball. We had a 2nd and 12, and we took a sack. And you know, it was just a protection breakdown and an execution breakdown. So we got to take a look at that and see how we can correct that. And then next thing you know, we're at 3rd and 18 and had a chance to, you know, at least get in a position to back them up, which we were able to do back on the 13-yard line with a punt and then put our defense back on the field.
Hey, Doug, when Carson has a run-pass option, mm-hmm. I'm kind of hearing that he tends more to go to the pass. Is that true? And will you try to tell him, you know, sometimes the run's there better? I mean, it sounds like he's leaning more toward throwing the ball.
Well, no, not necessarily. Nope. I mean, he has his reads, he has his keys, and you know, it's our job as coaches to make sure that you know he's seeing the right things and we're doing the right things and executing that play. And you know, I do think that a couple of those throws he did make, they were, you know, whether you run the ball and get two or you throw the ball and get two, it's the same result. But we'll continue to work and something that, you know, defenses know we do it. And I know this, that they've really studied us in the off season. They understand kind of what we're about. And we just got to continue to work and improve ourselves.
Hey, Doug, you said after the game, the pressure was off your team. Now, could you explain that to us?
Yeah, kind of what I meant by that, too, is, you know, going into the season, you know, obviously Super Bowl champs, and there's going to be pressure every week. We understand that. Games are big. Every week is big, and pressure to win is always there. I think now, more than anything, I think, you know, you're looking at where we are and the pressure of maybe being the one seed, the two seed, you know, is probably gone in the NFC. But the fact is we still control our own destiny. And I don't want the guys to feel any more added pressure to try to make plays. Just make the ones that come to them. Don't go looking for them, you know. And so from that standpoint, that's sort of what I meant by that comment is, you know, let's focus on our division. Let's focus on winning our division. You do that, you're in the postseason, and that's what we need to do.
But that kind of suggests, in a way, doesn't it, Doug, that the pressure has been an issue with the team so far? You know, having to live up to that Super Bowl model that they had last year.
Well, I think maybe perception sometimes can be reality, but I also believe that listen, we're going to be in big games every week, and there's going to be pressure to win. And when you're the, you know, defending world champions, yeah, there's always going to be pressure. Teams are going to give you their best shot each and every week, and that's something that we have to embrace. And I've talked about that with our team, and making sure that, you know, we're doing everything to be prepared and execute our three phases, you know, offense, defense, special teams, and come away with wins. And right now, there's just enough breakdowns all around that's keeping us from doing that.
Doug, last thing, jolly old England is next on the schedule. When do you guys head out there? What's the itinerary?
Yeah, so we're here in town this week. We'll be here through Thursday. We'll leave Thursday night, fly over, get there early Friday morning, and then we'll just stay up and keep our normal routine Friday. And then Saturday will be normal and play over there Sunday afternoon.
Well, good luck in London, Doug. And thanks for coming on.
Angelo, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Doug Peterson with some